I can speak to Mr. Rowley, please.
Rowley, yes.
Rowley. Hi, David. It's Michael calling from MMA Legal, sir, with the law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Do that again, Nick.
My name's Michael David from MMA Legal with a law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case, sir. You okay?
Yeah.
Do you have a quick 5 minutes, David, to have a chat with me about your case, please?
Yeah, go for it.
Perfect. So as I said, David, my name's Michael. Just to let you know, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. My role as a senior investigator is to get to know you, get to know your case, if you like. I'm not going to drag you over what you've already told us. Obviously, I know that's emotionally taxing, and I don't want to do that yet. My role is more to understand, you know, how the trauma of your time in care has impacted you into your adult life. Whether that be for the likes of depression, anxiety, you know, any sort of nervous issues, PTSD, alcohol or substance abuse. And what I'll then do, Dave, is I'll write to those relevant authorities. I'll gather that evidence, obviously, because we can tie that back to the trauma of your time in care. Is that okay? Okay. Have you ever, or do you suffer with any sort of depression or anxiety, David?
A bit anxious. That's going to happen all my life.
Being anxious.
I get depressed quite easily,
Okay. Have you ever sought medical attention for the depression?
No, because then I would have to divulge my case, eh?
Yeah, maybe so, sir, yeah. Okay, and have you ever suffered with any sort of alcohol or substance issues, David?
I hope. I don't want to divulge too much of this stuff, eh?
Yeah, I know, buddy. I'm sorry. Yeah, and don't if you don't want to. Also, I'm trying to do is build a picture for you. I mean, I work for you. And the idea is, obviously, you know, people get kicked into or knocked into a life of alcoholism or drug abuse. And we can, you know, it's all because of what happened to them in care.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm asking you, David, and I am sorry that I do have to ask you, and whether you answer or not, that's entirely up to you, is we're trying to substantiate your claim. We're trying to, you know, build a picture of the impact of what happened to you in care has massively impacted you in your adult life. And we're just trying to get you, you know, the maximum amount of recognition, David. And also compensation, buddy. So, but it's entirely up to you. We can have a chat. It doesn't matter. We can submit your case without any support and evidence.
It's something that I really don't talk about. It's difficult. I've been really quite aggressive all my days as well, it's no fun, man.
Nah, I bet it isn't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you've been through that.
Anyway, we'll go on as far as you want,
Well, let's go as far as you want, David, to be honest with you. I work for you. So, you know, you tell me how far or how little you want to tell me. Obviously, I don't want to drag you over what happened in care. It's more about, obviously, like I said, how it's impacted you in your adult life and what I can evidence as well, David. So, you know, like I said to you before, if you spoke to a doctor about your depression, no. Well, obviously, I can't write to your GP then and ask for your medical records because it's not going to show me anything that I can tie back to your time and care. So I don't want to drag you over stuff that we can't evidence anyway, if that makes sense.
Right.
All I'm doing then is just hating you for
right,
no
well,
reason,
let's,
you know.
Let's try it in the same skin. I mean, can I find out what I sort of discuss on? Can you mention this stuff, Ken? I mean, Ken, how is it going to help me?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're going to have... So what happens, David, is our case, or your case, is going to go in front of a panel. So there's going to be five or six people who judge our case. Now, these aren't lawyers or these aren't judges. These are just what are deemed as upstanding citizens. And obviously the evidence that we can put in front of them is obviously going to strengthen is your case. But like I said, David, this is at your pace. This is at your, you know what I mean? This is all on.
What
you don't want to divulge, it's entirely.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know that these kind of things, if sort of proven, would help my case. But as I say, Ken, how many people, Ken, like myself, hasn't divulged any of this kind of stuff, eh?
Yeah, well, that's fine.
I would like that to be taken down and written and presented to them, Ken. I mean, there must be hundreds, if not thousands, like myself.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't talk about it, Ken. I mean.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
And Ken, then how do you put, again, for better words, how do you put a price on that, eh?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, you know, the likelihood is there's been multiple complaints about, you know, certainly the place where you were in care, and, you know, these people know what's happened in them type of places in that day and age, 72 to 74. You know what I mean? All I'm trying to do is, like I said, just trying to maximise it, really. If you haven't spoken to anyone, then the likelihood is it may still not affect the, as you said, you know, putting a price on it. We can just submit on its merits. I am going to write to your care set and, to the social services. So the people that put you in care or the local authority that had you in care, I am going to write to them anyway. And get as much information as I possibly can for you.
Thank you.
I was just going to obviously see if there's any sort of medical issues or drug rehabilitation centres or anything like that that I could throw that on top of. But that's fine.
Again, I mean, I've been married twice, right?
Yeah.
I've never ever divulged any of this stuff. I've got four daughters, and I've never ever divulged that to anybody.
Okay.
And this nonsense. Because it's embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, it's not your fault, though. I know it's embarrassing, but you didn't choose to go in them places. This is not your fault. What's happened to you isn't your fault.
Yeah.
What's happened to you is the fault of the local authority or the social services, or it's not your fault.
Yeah, but how do you prove to these panels or these independent adjudicators that Ken, it's hurt all your life, even without divulging it, eh?
Yeah, I know.
How do you go about that?
I'll put that across to you for them. I'll put that across to them. Yeah. So what I'll do is, my role is to maximize, to try and get you the best outcome. So the fact that you haven't spoken about it, you know, to your ex-wives or your four daughters, shows you just how much of an impact it's had on you. Because if it had less of an impact on you, you may have been able to speak about it.
Yeah, I mean, there's even been friends in the past that I've known and they've asked me what it's been like in the places and like that. And I just get right off the subject, eh? I felt as though because I was in these places, Ken, I was getting punished for what I'd been doing, eh?
Yeah,
Because I was a bit strange and a bit daft, I suppose.
Yeah, there's punishment, though, David, and there's abuse, isn't there?
Yeah, well...
There's got to be a clear line between those two distinctions, isn't there?
Yeah.
You know, there's punishments and there's abuse. And you suffered abuse.
I mean, even talking to you there now, Ken, it's a bit keenly. Can you hold back, can you think, eh?
All right, well, look, let's take it at your own, let's take it at your pace. You don't even need to. I'm going to be speaking to you every 4 weeks until I get your information. If you feel like you want to talk to me, then talk to me. If you don't, then don't. I don't want to drag stuff out of you, David. You're unwilling or more uncomfortable giving me. So let's stop now then. Let me just tell you what I'm going to do. And then I'll give you a call back in a couple of weeks and we'll have a chat again, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Is that all right, buddy?
Yeah. What's your name again? Michael?
My name's Michael, David, yeah.
Yeah, right, okay, Mike. I'll put your name next to that phone number.
Yes, save it, please, David. Like I said, I work for you, right. You call me whenever you want. Let me just tell you what I'm going to do, David, and then I'll let you go. So I'm going to write to the local authority of the detention centre that you're in. Do you want copies of that information or not? That's entirely up to you.
Maybe a bit helpful, as it was.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I won't write anything now. Closer to the time or when I get it, I'll offer you them. And if you want them, take them. If not, don't. Not speaking, girl. Just give me 2 seconds. Just let me type this up. About it. We'll decide. Closer to the time, if he wants his copy, he's closer to.
Yeah. I mean, it's just bringing bad.
I get that. I would deal with hundreds of survivors of abuse, buddy. I get it. I get people who like talking about it. I get people who don't like talking about it. I totally understand. I will never understand what you've been through, David, but I understand, your mindset now. So once I get copies of everything, me and you will go through them together. We'll go through your statements, make sure that we've got everything. We'll then submit that to the Scottish Redress team. Like I said earlier, we'll get a panel date. They will adjudicate on our case. And then we hopefully then get an offer and some form of recognition and apology of what's happened to you.
Even apologies wouldn't cut it, eh?
Mate, David, sorry, apologies or money are probably not going to make up for what's happened to you, but at least if you get some form of recognition of, like I said earlier, David, this isn't being your fault. So there's no need to be embarrassed. This is the fault of people in power who have put you in these. You know what I'm saying. Do you have any questions for me, David, of what my role is and what I'm going to do going forward?
Nothing to say at the moment, now.
Okay, buddy. So what I'll do is I just need to go back a step with you. Just need to make sure that you understand everything, whether that be our fees or what else is out there, other options are out there for you, David, and then I'll then crack on with your case. Just to let you know, David, you could actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that.
That'll be up
to you to gather your own evidence.
Yeah, but Michael, being that kind of the start, eh?
Sorry, buddy, what was that?
To do that myself, then where do you start? I wouldn't even know where to start.
Well, you're going to start by applying to Scottish Redress, really. Type it in and it'll come up. It's like 30-odd pages to go through. You've already gone through it with us. But then it's a case of, David, of obviously, do you trust the Scottish Government to give you a fair crack of the whip? There's also other law firms out there, David, who can actually help you and won't charge you any fees, but they participate in what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme. Mm. They get paid £2,000 per client, whether you win, lose or draw.
Mm.
Now, legally, I can't comment on what they would do for you, but more importantly, David, what they don't do for you. Also, I can let you know, as we've rejected that scheme on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government, whether you win or lose. We're entering into this under a joint venture agreement, which is a no-win, no-fee, where if you win, we win, you lose, we lose. And it's up to me and our law firm to get you, obviously, the maximum amount of compensation as possible. The average claim value in Scottish Redress over the last 5 years is 55k. Our fees are capped at 20%, inclusive of all VAT. So no matter how much work we spend on your case, David, our time we spend on your case, should I say, you won't pay us more than 20%. On the flip side of that, if we're unsuccessful with your case, our insurance policy will cover all of our costs, so it'll never cost you any money either. So just in case you're worried about any sort of financial kickback, I can guarantee you that there is none. And that's also in writing on the fee agreement that you've already signed with us. Is that okay, David? Okay. Do you understand those three options I've given you?
All right.
You still happy for me to continue with your case?
All right. As I see
Okay. What I'll do, David, is I'll give you a call in a couple of weeks, see how you're feeling. If you want to talk more, then let's talk more. And if you don't, then we'll have a how's the weather chat.
I'm sure you'll probably have a few questions as well.
I'll keep digging on the, you know, with the local authorities. I'll let you know how I'm getting on. I'll check in with you. And like I said, look, you know, speaking to a stranger over the phone about what's happened to you in the past, it must be extremely difficult. If we get to know each other,
That's probably my first thoughts, eh?
Yeah, definitely. I may even come up and see you if that works better. Come and have a coffee with you. It's entirely up to you, buddy. Like I said, I'll take it at your pace.
I'll just wait real at the moment, eh?
Okay, pal. No problem, David. Thank you very much for talking to me.
Cheers, buddy. Cheers.
David, if you need me, ring me, okay?
I will do.
Thank you, mate. Thank you very much, sir.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.